When Chip came here, he did a lot of sports science things, conditioning, and all these things. It was, you know, for the purpose of being the freshest team at the end of the year. Do you see that working, you know, especially going in here to December and the condition guys are in for this stretch run?
I do. I really do. I've never been around something as detailed as what Chip brings to the table in the sports science and recovery part of everything. And I'm amazed at the energy and the lack of the soft tissue injuries and all those things that we've had, and just the way the guys have bought in. And I think it's you give Chip the credit for bringing in, instilling it, or putting it in place, the structure in place, and then the players have been outstanding of actually doing it and believing in it, because it takes them doing it and believing in it for it to work. And we've done a nice job, and our players have done a great job.
And you see this being really beneficial here going into, you know, December and the last month of the season?
Absolutely. I think the healthier you are and the fresher you are and more energy you bring to that field on Sunday, the more chance you have of winning.
What's different about December games that are meaningful? You've been on both sides, where team in contention, team not in contention. What's different about games that really have meaning?
I think the NFL's done a great job in kind of switching the scheduling around to where a lot of your division games are late in the playoffs, really aren't determinant to the very end. Everybody puts your head down 1 week at a time and grinds to the end. And I'll be honest, from our standpoint, the December games are no more or less important than the September ones. The first Washington game was as important as that last Washington was, and the Dallas game at the end will be, because we've got to stay in a very focused, narrow-minded place in order to just get a win on a Sunday. And then, like Coach says, we'll pick our head up at the end and say, here's where we are. But from our side of it, when you're working one day at a time, like today to me is all about self-scout and who we are and what our scheme is doing well and what is doing poorly, what fundamentals and techniques we're doing well and poorly. And that's really where the focus is today. And then tomorrow will be a little more Arizona. And you just kind of go one day at a time in a real, like Coach is saying, put your head down and focus on what needs to be handled today, and then when we get to the next game, it's about that game. So on our side, there's not a big difference in December versus September.
Do you go see the level of intensity rise as it gets closer to?
I know you're looking for a yes here, but my answer is not yet. It's that first Washington game on Monday night was everything that the Dallas game will be at the end of the season, because they all count one. And they all count an equal one. They really do, as far as getting where you want to go in January.
Bill, early in the season, you were talking about the defense being a work in progress, even early when you were having problems. And did, even at that point, as optimistic as you were, did you envision the defense being at the point where it is right now, to have limited teams to an average of just over 17 points over the past 7 weeks going into December?
Absolutely. When you talk about the points, you know, defense and the statistics can go 100,000 different ways, right? You don't know. You can make those things kind of say what you want it to say a lot of times. Points are the points, though, and that's what dictates the wins or the losses. And I'm very happy with where the direction we are moving. Now, we still, you know, when you look at it through our eyes, there's so much work to be done. There's so many areas we can get better in and have to get better in. But if you asked me early on, would I take where we are right now with the points, I'd say yes.
Absolutely.
I don't think vindicated is the word I'd use. I like where we are in our stage, but we are so far from a finish line and so far from being a defense we want to be. And it's a collective effort from the players and coaches. We just want to put our head down and get better against Arizona than we were against Washington.
What has this season, though, been like for you personally, getting another shot to be a coordinator and, you know, the way things started in the beginning to where you are now?
It's nice. You know, you never really lose confidence in yourself, and there's so many factors to everybody in the league right now. You take any team, any offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, special teams, you can see where is their roster as far as how far along are they in a championship team. You know, where do you start? What tools are you using? There's so many different scenarios, and I think there's a lot of great coaches that are struggling right now, and you know, it's all variations throughout the league. It is nice to work with a group of assistants that I'm working with. They're outstanding. I'm nowhere close to the smartest man in the room on the defensive side of the ball. And the players who are just really diving into the scheme and what we're asking them to do. And the thing that jumps off the table or the film to me is the effort our guys are playing with. And we keep talking to them about it, and it's who they kind of That's how they view themselves, as a high-effort defense. We're not a bunch of Pro Bowl names and pretty faces and all that. We just got a bunch of guys that are scrapping it out with a lot of effort, and that's how we're coming up and keeping people out of the end zone. And it's hard work and high effort that's getting it done.
Do you still have any relationships with people in Arizona, Cardinals organization?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it was a great organization to work for. A lot of guys, you know, the coaching staff has pretty much been flipped over, but Freddie Kitchens was there when I was there, and you know, Steve Keim and Jason Light and that crew that, you know, is in the personnel department. Good people, great organization. It was a good experience.
Looking back upon it, what'd you learn from, I know it was your last time being a coordinator. You know, you only had 2 years there. What'd you take out of it?
Well, I think the whole process, you know, we went from the Super Bowl. We built the team that got them to the Super Bowl, which was neat. And then we took a hard dive, you know, so you kind of see how slippery the slope is in the profession of NFL coaching. And you can have, you know, tomorrow is guaranteed to nobody, because it can turn on you so quick. And I think you just you appreciate the opportunities when you get them, and you work your tail off knowing that no matter what success or failures you have, you can take the right around the corner. Is you have to be prepared for anything that's coming in, and anything can be coming.
Who is the smartest guy in the room?
In our defense side of ball? Well, I don't know. I'll leave that. You guys try to figure that one out.
We've talked a lot about your defensive line, how it's come together since the start of the season. What is Jerry's part in that?
He's every day, all day with those defensive linemen. He is an outstanding coach and a great idea guy for all of our schemes that we're using. And, you know, one of the things when you try to do scheme, you've got to do what the players can take to the field. And what the players can take to the field is usually how well they're taught at the position level. And our guys are off the charts, from Jerry Azzanero and Eric in the D-line to Rick Minner and Mike Dawson with the inside backers, Billy McGovern outside backers, and then Todd Light and John Lovett with the secondary. These guys make the plans hit the field on Sunday, where the errors are down. And really, every game is filled with errors, but when you lessen your errors and don't beat yourself first, that's kind of the first step toward winning NFL games. And our position coaches, and it starts with Jerry at the D-line. You ask about the D-line, but they are drilled and work and rework the techniques every day, and that's why that group has progressed, is because of the teaching they're getting.
How much of the bye week is you going to spend fine-tuning what you've done so far needs work versus maybe adding some new wrinkles?
Well, I think it's a combination. First, it's a real honest look at what we're doing well and what we're not doing well. Sometimes there's a scheme that you really want to punch through and make it work, but it's not working with this group of guys, so you got to be bright enough to say, forget it. Let's move and try to find another way to get something close to that with what these players can do. So that's the first part. And then the second part is, what are we lacking in this scheme that may benefit us going forward? Because you can only ask so much of the players to grab so much scheme, because you can sit there as coaches and come up with 1,000 different things, but unless the players can take it to the field on Sunday and understand it where they can play fast, it's not worth it.
I think the starters, there isn't a guy over 24, and even the second unit is pretty young. I mean, what's the ceiling on these guys? I mean, have we seen them even scratch the surface?
I don't know the answer to that. The ceiling has always got a lot of variables with it. I love where we're starting, though, and I love the direction and how fast we're climbing with the young group. The ceiling, I don't know. I've seen a lot of guys take big steps in years 2, 3, and 4, and I've seen some guys, you know, hit a slump in 2, 3, and 4.
When you look at the guys who you switched outside linebacker and Trent Cole and Brandon Graham, you saw Cole obviously got 2 sacks, and Brandon made a good tackle for a loss there. How has their development been in that transition? Are you finally seeing it, really take shape there?
Yes, I am. All the times in my career that I've been part of taking a defensive end and moving to an outside backer, I've always told everybody, especially when you draft somebody and you try to position switch them, it takes 1 year. It takes a year to fully get it. It takes all those reps and all that. I mean, because you can get it on the board, you can get it in a classroom, but until you can, you know, make it show up on game day to where you're doing the techniques correctly and really winning your one-on battle. And I think that's starting to show. I know that's starting to show with our outside backers that we turned over and moved in that direction. And we're just short of a year. Obviously, we've got 5 games left, but it's I love where they're at. Billy McGovern has done a great job of of getting those guys to switch, because that is a big undertaking. And the biggest part of that undertaking is where their eyes are. When you put your hand in the ground, you're keying the ball and the man over you. When you stand up, you've got a whole bunch of offensive linemen and tilt of backs, backfield sets. You're in a two-point. A lot changes from your eyes to your brain and how to react. And I think Billy McGovern's done a great job with those guys.
Would you say they're ahead of schedule then?
I would say they're ahead of schedule because it's usually a full year. Yes.
Okay. All right, thanks, Bill.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We're indoors.